This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, my friend. Today promises to be a very rewarding conversation. I love this organization and what they stand for and what they're doing for the community.
I do too, and they're located near my hometown, so I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah, let's get into it. So we're joined this morning by Gabby Deculus. She is the Director of Development with Southern Crescent Habitat for Humanity. Gabby, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
The pleasure is ours. We're also joined by Jennifer Klippel. She's the Director of Construction with Southern Crescent Habitat. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you for having me as well.
We appreciate you guys making that long trek from the Southern Crescent to be up here and join us in studio. Appreciate your time. I know you got a lot of important work going on, so grateful for you stopping by. Jennifer, we'll start with you. Just a few seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I began working in construction about 13 years ago after a brief career as a high school history teacher. Took my American government students to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity, and I was hooked. So I've been involved in service and promoting service, and affordable housing has, of course, become the cause that I champion. So
I was one day away from getting in a car driving to get a master's to teach history myself. Long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So we'll appreciate you being here. Gabby, tell us a bit about your story.
Well, I fell in love with marketing in college, and I started my first business around that time. And since then, I've been in marketing and PR and branding, and found my way into nonprofits. There's nothing like applying those passions towards helping people. And so I'm happy to be with Habitat now.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, Gabby, lead us off. Give us the overview of Southern Crescent Habitat for Humanity. What do you do? How do you serve?
Sure. Southern Crescent Habitat for Humanity is located in Jonesboro. We actually service Fayette, Henry, and Clayton counties. We service families. We call them our partner families because we do not give away homes. We actually partner with families to help them get into owning home ownership. And then also we partner with families to help them repair their homes as well. And we call those critical home repairs. And yeah, so there's a wide range of things that we do within each one of those spectrums, including financial literacy. You know, we do not want to put families into homes and not know how to not only maintain their financial status of the home and for their families, but also getting into how to maintain the home. You know, we have maintenance workshops and classes as well, and a really great support staff that work around programs like that.
Well, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about the construction process. When you decide to partner with a family, what happens? And then what's the next steps? How does that work?
Yeah, and to add on to what Gabby said, each partner family, be it home ownership or home repair, they contribute to the work on their home. We call it sweat equity. For a new homeowner, it's 300 hours, 250 on the work site, and then 50 in the classroom, that financial piece that Gabby mentioned. Critical repair homeowners, they do 40 hours. It's a smaller job. And so our three product lines are new homes, rehabbed homes, and then critical home repair.
Give me some examples of what would necessitate critical home repair.
Let's say a family's been in a home about 15 years and they just haven't been able to keep up with the home maintenance. So their roof is failing, their windows are leaking, or perhaps they've gotten older and now they can't get up and down their stairs anymore. So we can do some modifications like that as well.
Very cool. Well, you guys just recently started a critical home repair down at Fayette, correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we started with kind of the cosmetic things, doing some landscaping in the yard, and we're planning a much bigger repair. It's actually probably going to be more a rehab, which we would call a $20,000 to $30,000 category. He will need a new roof, new heating and cooling system, windows, paint. The outside of the home is badly broken down. And so there are several layers. The problem with that program is picking and choosing what are we going to do and the limited funds that we have for each of those jobs.
Yeah. Gabby, tell me more about this financial literacy program. Recently in the news, obviously, we've all been enamored by the big Powerball numbers and all that. My biggest worry is that someone's going to win that. They're going to buy this big house, but they don't realize that the real cost of owning a home is upkeep and maintenance long term.
Absolutely.
Instead of just buying the thing. I mean, there's a serious upkeep. So walk me through more of that program. I'm not that familiar with it.
Our program is based off of one of Dave Ramsey's, I don't know how to say it, not a syllabus, but you know, like a template that Dave Ramsey has put together. Mm-hmm. And basically we walk them through a plethora of information from handling their personal finance, how to budget, all the way through how to handle your expenses for your home.
Got it. Got it.
So it's like a curriculum.
It's a curriculum. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, it's a Dave Ramsey curriculum that that walks you through your personal finances and also your expenses in the home as well.
That's highly valuable. David Ramsey is a genius.
Yeah.
I listen to his daily podcast and he's got great, great advice.
Shoot, I think I need it.
I need it.
All right. Well, Gabby and Jennifer will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we are back with Gabby Deculus and Jennifer Klippel with Southern Crescent Habitat.
So let's talk a little bit more about some of the recent projects you guys have done. I believe recently you did a big project with Home Depot a couple months back. Why don't you start, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Home Depot is a fabulous partner of ours. Mm-hmm. They actually help us build on 7 homes in 1 day.
One day.
Yeah. We didn't build the entire home, but we definitely did a significant amount of work, and they brought out 300 volunteers to help make that happen.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Down in Lovejoy, Georgia, which is not far from our office, we actually have a neighborhood that we're building. And so the 7 homes within that neighborhood in a cul-de-sac environment or area that we deployed the 300 folks and had about 7 troops, if you will, that was working on each home with different projects on each home. I actually led paint.
Nice.
I led paint, but it was an excellent experience working next to, you know, people who are knowledgeable about building homes and who actually care about putting hardworking families in homes as much as we do.
Yeah, very cool. And you guys partner with Delta as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about that relationship.
Delta builds about 2 houses with us a year. There's Delta Tech Ops and then there's Delta. We love them both. They are the same. They are one within the same. But we did a really great build for a family with 4 girls, a family with 4 younger girls. And man, that experience was awesome. They actually built the entire house. So unlike Home Depot coming out and bringing out a ton of people one day, Delta actually will work with us maybe over a 3 to 3 week to 1 month period, depending on weather and all those things to knock it out. And we set up there, you know, 6-7 o'clock in the morning, and we're with them through the evening every day. Well, Monday through Thursday-ish, usually.
Yeah. And the great thing about the Delta model is, you know, they bring all the volunteers to the site. So each day we have 40 Delta employees show up, raise the walls, put the roof on. It's just amazing to watch. And, you know, our entire model is primarily volunteer-based, and then we pull in contractors as needed to help us out with some of the more skilled work.
Sure.
But both Delta and Home Depot are 2 of our best partners, and their volunteers are
amazing.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
Well, if you're going to be operating in the Southern Crescent of Metro Atlanta, those are the 2 good partners to have, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
So good stuff.
So tell us a little, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about going back to the Home Depot project. Tell us, and just projects in general, tell us a little bit about some of the structural details that go into the construction of these homes.
Yeah, actually, we're building a really cute 1-story accessible mission style home. We've got 15 in the neighborhood, and they've got some really neat stone details on the front pillars, 1,360 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, very comfortable. just really model houses.
Yeah. That sounds great.
They get awesome sheds with their homes as well for storage that a lot of college students actually help us build from Clayton
State.
That's where
Mr. Schneck would put me.
Then they get nice sheds for storage and a cool driveway as well for them.
Very nice. Gabby, you mentioned pre-show about this really cool veterans program that you do. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, we have a veterans program ran by a veteran named Robert Garcia, and he is uber passionate about getting out there and giving our veterans in our community a hand up and not a handout. He's really passionate, like I said, about that. We meet them where they are. Some of them have homes or that need serious work because they're disabled or because they're unable to handle it on their own. And sometimes we come across ones like Lloyd, who actually worked with Home Depot, or was one of the homes that was worked on by Home Depot, the 300 volunteers, who get a brand new home because he went through the Dave Ramsey and curriculum and put in the sweat equity hours and help other people build their homes. And we also get a lot of support from veteran organizations.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, they come out and they build with us. The Mission Continues builds with us, as well as a few more. Jenny is usually out there with most of the volunteer groups. But I'd say probably 40% of our returning volunteers come from veteran groups.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So understand you guys have some needs right now, namely contractors. So walk us through that. And what else are you guys needing?
Right now, we're looking for help with the trades. We bid out to the more skilled trades, plumbing, electrical, HVAC. We're always looking to broaden our network, especially because we're trying to increase our capacity. We did 40 home repairs last year. This year, we want to do 60. We're trying to serve all three counties, increase the amount of people we serve. And so for us, we can't continue to work from our limited list. We want to just reach out to whomever we can pull in. And also, oftentimes we ask a favor. Oh, maybe you can donate some labor or some materials. We're in a bind with this budget. So we're looking to just kind of network in the community.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Along with the contractor piece, every year we have a builder's blitz.
A builder's blitz,
and it's for builders to come out and build with, of course, the staff, but also students that go to local universities that are studying construction sciences and design programs. And so that's a great mentorship opportunity.
What a cool way to learn how to build a house.
Yeah, yeah, with a professional, with other professionals.
And change lives while you're doing it.
That's right, that's right. And so that's another cool piece about working with us and being a contractor. You actually have a mentorship opportunity in growing from that and helping people grow from that. Other things that we need outside of contractors is always helping us help more families. So what does that translate into? That can be you volunteering, coming out and volunteering with us and just getting some hands-on experience. Hang out with Jenny and her crew. Stop by the office and see me and just learn more about us. Another thing is, of course, gift in kind. If you work with a major organization that has materials to help paint homes or put in a toilet or whatever the case may be, gift in kind is huge. Of course, we have our year-round fundraising campaigns that we do. Sometimes it's specific and sometimes it's not so specific. For instance, right now, we're raising money for our interfaith build, because we are a Christian-based organization. However, we keep the love and action piece at the center of it. So it doesn't matter what faith you're with. We want to see love in action. Mm-hmm. So join us with that. So we're always raising money and looking for opportunities for people to just get involved. Whatever you can give, we'll take it.
Outstanding. Well, God bless you guys for the work that you're doing and the impact you're having on the community. Running low on time, before I let you go, once again, how can people contact you should they have questions? And most importantly, Gabby, I'll ask you to tee this up again.
Okay.
Where can people go to figure out how they can provide help and support and financial assistance?
Okay, there's a couple of ways. If you're on social media, we are very active on Facebook. We try to do a good job at sharing our story and what we're doing day to day. So that's just Southern Crescent Habitat for Humanity. It's pretty easy to find us there. If you have specific questions, you can email us at info@schabitat.org, or you can visit our website, schabitat.org.
And Jenny, how can people contact you?
They can find me through our website, schabitat.org, Director of Construction, and any contractors or any volunteers that are interested, feel free to go that route.
So any contractors or suppliers, they want to help, they need to contact you because you can tell them exactly what you need. All right. Good stuff. Gabby Deculus, the Director of Development, and Jennifer Klippel, the Director of Construction with Southern Crescent Habitat for Humanity. Ladies, appreciate your fine work and thank you for making time to join us today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. And again, grateful for your time and what you do. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. And again, on behalf of today's guests, Gabby Deculus and Jennifer Klippel, my co-host Brian Onney, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.